Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. veteran pianist, composer, and cool jazz cat. That's how you describe our first musician at the top of this new hour of Neon Jazz. That was Mark Copeland with the 2014 tune All Blues from the CD Time Within Time. And that's what we got around here. So Mark hopped into the jazz scene in Philadelphia in the early 60s as a saxophonist. Then the soul searching continued. He moved to New York City, experimented with electric alto sax. In the early 70s, he got dissatisfied with what he felt was inherent limitations in the saxophone and moved to the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, staying there for a decade to retain himself as a jazz pianist. Finally, he returned to New York in the mid-1980s, giving the fans his prowess on the keys. While we were having a discussion recently, Mark was very insightful and had some wise views on life. When asked about his career and how he felt about things, this was his answer.
I think of when the composer Béla Bartók was on his deathbed, and he said, you know, it's a shame I have to go because I have so much music inside I'm still hearing. Well, and I'm hardly comparing myself to him, but what I do share is that feeling that there's still a lot of stuff I can hear that I'm trying to figure out and play.
Over the years, he's been around doing all kinds of things with jazz cats, and lately he spent some quality time with the likes of John Abercrombie's quartet and Gary Peacock's Now This Trio. He's always busy and waiting to get his hands on the next jazz thing. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from A-Town, that little juke joint in the middle of your proverbial dial right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to cut some more jazzy wax grooves with you. One more story Mark talked about was catching the Dave Brubeck outfit when he was in his teens. It was a life changer. And as we go into the tune Broadway Bossa Nova from his quartet, have a listen to his reflection.
Man, the first time I was standing there at the back of the big hall in Haverford College with my rock guitar player friend, and Paul Desmond started playing, I mean, it put me right in the zone. And I had no idea what I was listening to. But I loved it. You know, once you get hooked, boy, it's as you well know, I'm sure, it's kind of hard to stay away from it. Hi, this is Mark Copeland, and you're listening to Joe Dimino with Neon Jazz.
That was the perennial heavyweight on the jazz piano, along with being hugely influential as a composer, arranger, and teacher of jazz improv, Lenny Tristano, a teacher of Mark Copeland's. And that was the song Don't Blame Me, and no one around here is about to do that. Lenny initially studied for a bachelor and master's degrees in music in Chicago before moving to New York City in 46. Bebop was his playground, but teaching was his gift to his students, like saxophonist Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh. He never went commercial, but he's probably one of the biggest names in underground jazz, and he's a hero. From Andre Previn and his pals, looking out over the jazz skies, this is the tune, That Terrific Rainbow, off the 1970 LP, Pal Joey, next on this pot of gold known as Neon Jazz.
is Louis Hayes with Joe Dimino, Neon Jazz, People in the World. Listen to the art form.
That was Swiss Jazz Cat George Robert with his quartet back in 2007, live at the Cellar. He is known as one of the first Swiss musicians making it in the North American scene, leading to gigs with Tom Harrell and Phil Woods and many others. Over the years, he was also a very noted professor in both Switzerland and Canada. From a man known as Herbert J. Solomon, or better known to the world as Herbie Mann, this is A Flautist with Chops, with the tune Soft Winds, live in Newport back in 1963.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to sigh and to unfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool in where my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I feel that they will never harm. Will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dreams come true. But green eyes, a pool in where my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I feel that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dreams come true.
That was the delightful actress and singer Abby Lane with her tune Green Eyes off the 1958 LP Be Mine Tonight. So she was born to a Jewish family in Brooklyn and kicked off her very long career under the lights of being a child actress on radio. Then she logically went into singing and dance. She was married to Xavier Cugat for about 12 years and was hailed as the swing in a sex pot and show business. And it could all be summed up with her quote, and this is what she said once: Jane Mansfield may turn boys into men, but I take them from there, so you go ahead and take that. From the trio of organist Larry Goldings, guitarist Peter Bernstein, and drummer Bill Stewart, this is the 2014 tune Useless Metaphor off their CD Ramshackle Serenade, as we delve into this jazz metaphor further, known as Neon Jazz, kids.
Mm-hmm. This is jazz singer Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
joined by the Inside Straight. That was the modern-day jazz star Christian McBride with the tune Brother Mister off the 2009 CD Kind of Brown. As we start our way towards the end of this jazz door, chasing the shadows, and our final shadow to catch is going to be Joe Lipman with his orchestra, joined by Teddy Wilson with the song Sayonara, appropriately named, off the 2013 CD The Sound of America. And sayonara, and thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who plays and casts a long, solid broadcast shadow we all love to bask in, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
My pleasure.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We're always here for you. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.